It's mid-morning on another warm, sultry day. Gary Mathis brings his truck to a stop alongside a tract of his farmland. He walks down a row of cotton as small puffs of dust rise with every step. Just before he reaches an irrigation pipe, he kicks his boot into the parched ground.
You see how dry it was right there? Where you don't irrigate, right here. I mean, it's just, that's it.
Mathis farms 4,000 acres in Ouachita Parish, a mix of cotton, corn, soybean, and rice. As drought has gripped local farmers in recent weeks, irrigation provides the artificial rain these crops desperately need. The method, however, is not maintenance-free.
Like pumping out of the bay right here, we pump trash through sometimes, stops up the hole.
Raccoons have been known to tear holes in the flexible poly pipeline, seeking out small fish trapped in the tube. It's a constant process of maintenance along the 9 miles of irrigation lines. The demand is crucial for Mathis' largest crop, corn. 1/4 of the farmland is planted with the vegetable, which needs a steady supply of water.
Corn is a heavy user of water. It can use up to 2 inches of water per week.
Richard Letlow is the LSU Ag Center agent for Ouachita and Morehouse Parish. He says the early drought is taking place in the middle of the 120-day cycle for growing corn.
If you plant it in March, when we do here in North Louisiana, you usually start tasseling or making the ear the last part of May into about right now is when you're really making your crop, and it doesn't make a crop later on. You have one little window to make that corn.
The potential loss for non-irrigated or dryland corn is about 60 or 70%. Even irrigated cornfields will feel some effect from the dry spell. Temperatures exceeding 95 degrees, like the conditions the area has seen over the past 2 weeks, can lessen the corn's ability to pollinate. Though not as great a potential loss as dryland corn, less yield is likely. Mathis says the skies went dry just as corn stalks were about knee-high. Irrigation had to begin, and the diesel-powered pumps have been going ever since.
You know, almost a month on a lot of this stuff, the corn. Got pumps that hadn't been shut off except to get serviced. Diesel pumps gonna burn 4, 5, 6 gallons an hour of diesel. When you run them 24 hours a day, you can do the math. I mean, that's a lot of diesel.
For farmers like Mathis, once the irrigation switch is flipped on, the cost goes up. Dr. Gary Kennedy, head of agricultural sciences at Louisiana Tech University, says the early expense was unexpected.
Most individuals have not anticipated at least to this point, how much more that they were going to irrigate than they planned to.
He says some farmers have already reached their projected rounds of irrigation for the entire summer. Though regular gasolines have seen a slow drop entering summer, diesel fuel remains steady with a near $4 a gallon national average. Kennedy says hopefully the price trend between diesel and gasoline will ease farmers' costs.
Yeah, I think over time, even though they're, you know, it's a different market and they don't move exactly the same. They tend to trend the same.
Recent rain has been more than welcome. Meteorologist Jared Floyd says the widespread downpour was good, but overall rainfall amounts are off by several inches.
We were right at about 5 inches below normal for this time of year, dating back to January 1st, which isn't all too bad, but when you look back since December 1st, we were 8.5 inches below normal.
Couple the arrival of summer with the La Nina effect, and the area could very well see another string of hot, dry days ahead. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.